Tagoman and the Phantom. Tagoman the Phantom.
Pow!
Hey guys, you know there's a new lasagna place opening up by Victor's? I was wondering if you... What are you weirdos up to this time?
Oh hey Officer M, we're here building a sandcastle.
Yeah, it's the perfect summer and beach activity after all, man.
Sandcastle? You call that a sandcastle? It's more like a sand mound or clump or something.
Hey.
Well, dude, what's your sandcastle building skills like then? Wanna show us some masterpiece creation?
Sure thing. Voila! A sandcastle. Pretty simple and all. Just like the ones I used to make when I was bored on the Sparkville beaches. But it still holds up to this day in my opinion.
Wow. And we spent 3 hours building this thing, the Phantom.
What are you talking about, Turtle Man? We're just getting started, Officer M. We could definitely make something better than that in just a moment, I bet.
Sure thing, the Phantom. I'm confident that my sandcastle skills could beat anyone on this whole entire beat. Kinda looks like you just built a bigger version of my thing, so care to explain, you two?
Cheer up, Officer M. We just made a bigger version of this design that we looked up. We didn't copy yours, dude.
You weren't the first to come up with that sandcastle design, and we probably won't be the last people to replicate it either.
Well, let's just see how good that ends up working for you two in a moment. Haha, beat that, you two. Oh wait, you can't. I continue to be the master of sandcastles in the city of Nexus. Time to celebrate. Yeah!
Ooh-hoo! I smell a bit of a competition here between y'all. And what good could a competition be without a sick reward, eh? Whoever makes their sandcastle look the best within the next 10 minutes will win the key to the city! Well, I guess the winner can also have this machine that produces a bunch of unlimited ice cream every day as well. It's not as cool as the key, though.
Wow, the Phantom, we have to win this, man. You know what Officer M is like if he wins? He either won't share any of it, or he will only give us 1 cone per week, or something stupid like that.
I can hear you, you know.
Relax, Turtle Man. We'll surely win this sudden competition. I mean, there's 2 pairs of hands here, right? We should be double as efficient as Officer M.
I built an entire kitchen in my fort while you guys were speaking over there, by the way.
Shoot.
Hurry, hurry, the Phantom. We can't lose this, man.
I don't think I can do this. I'm gonna lose. And I'll get no free ice cream. Then all the police back at work. Who are good at making sandcastles. Are gonna make fun of me. Why can't one good thing ever happen to me? One!
Hey, you seem troubled. What's up?
Nothing, mysterious person, I don't know. It's just I'm about to lose this competition and the reward is a ton of free ice cream.
Well, maybe I have something that could help you out.
What is this exactly?
Well, don't tell anyone about it, but it's really just a throwaway creation of mine, conjured with a mix of dark illusionary magic and the usually innocent consumable that you call ice cream. I haven't used it in a long time, but maybe you could find use of it to help with your situation?
That's definitely some big words. I'm not gonna pretend I know what all of that means, but I guess I'll take it and, like, throw it at them or something. Also, who are you anyway?
Turtle Man, is this one of your many hundred ice creams that you bought earlier on?
No. I don't think any of them were glowing and purple. Ooh, it's like that infinite ice cream machine. We don't even need to win this anymore, the Phantom. Our free and frozen delight is right here.
Icy guy! Ah,
Turtle Man, abort the sandcastle making mission, dude!
Way ahead of you on that one.
Oh, well, I guess a bunch of menacing-looking ice cream guys just showed up and destroyed Turtle Man and the Phantom's castle. So, rest in peace to them. I guess that means that Officer M is the winner of this competition.
Yeah, let's go! Oh.
Officer M, what's going on, dude? Where did these guys come from?
I don't know anything, but they're clearly messing everything up, and we gotta find a way to get rid of them before they make their way over to Nexus.
All right then, let's mop the sand with those evil cones.
You two got anything that could help us out with doing that?
Oh, sure. Let me just grab my enormous ice cream scooper that I always carry everywhere out of my pocket. It will surely help us get rid of these guys, for sure.
I actually have a huge scoop, you know. Let me just see if I can find it. Well, I guess I have this.
Hey, Turtle Man. I swear that magical hairdryer helped us to blow away one of these ice cream villains before. Maybe it could help us do that again with all these guys.
But with this many?
We just gotta try anything here, man.
Hee, I see hee, guy. Ah, no, hee. Ah,
looks like that spooky cone that isn't mine keeps making more of those ice creams, guys.
Yeah, hang on. Let me go in and grab it. Alright, what do I do with it now?
I usually carry around a flamethrower to burn stuff with. But I left it at the Phantom's place today. Oh, man. The one time I didn't bring it somewhere.
Hang on, Officer M. I might be able to help out with this. Been trying this new ghostly trick of mine. Let me just... Let's hope this works!
Whoa, what did you just do?
I sealed that evil little thing up in an ectoplasm orb, and I used up a ghostly charge to propel it far away into the distance. Don't know where it'll end up, but hopefully into like a volcano or something.
What if it ends up in a big city or something? Aren't we just moving the issue elsewhere instead of actually dealing with it?
Yeah, not quite sure about doing that, the Phantom.
Ah, no!
Woo. At least, whatever that was is all over with now.
Yeah, listen guys, I got something I need to say to you. I did a little... bit of a bad thing.
Are you finally gonna admit that you stole your so-called shovel from me instead of supposedly buying it from the store? It's mine, you know.
I'm not debating this with you, Turtle Man. I did buy it. But in reality, though, those ice cream guys were kinda caused by me. Some mysterious person gave me that purple cone. And I threw it in your place since I wanted to use it to win against you guys. I didn't know it would end up causing all that chaos. I'm sorry.
Damn, Officer M. Usually you're all against this kind of cheaty, evil-looking stuff.
Yeah, Officer M. I think you do need some sort of punishment for doing that. Perhaps giving back that shovel would be a good place to start, eh?
Well, thanks to you goons and your tomfoolery, the competition that I just came up with on the dot here on the beach is ruined. Not only is there no sandcastles left for me to deem a winner, but those ice cream goons messed up the ice cream machine and the key to the city. Mr. President won't be happy to know that his beloved ice cream machine is ruined. I don't know how he feels about the key, though.
Are you saying that you stole that machine from the president?
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of concerned about that hooded figure Officer M was talking about. If they gave you that thing, then what else could they have, dude?
Yeah, well, at least we'll never see that evil ice cream cone again. And hopefully, that spooky figure ever again. Phew.
Yeah, guess I must have thrown it with a bit too much force. Sorry, guys.